Hey, babe. You're probably fast asleep right now, which is good. I know it's late back home. As for me, well, right now, every fiber of my being just wants to curl up under the covers and pass right on out. But you know, I need to adjust to this new time zone, so I guess I'm forcing myself to stay up a bit longer. Although, truth be told, I might be exaggerating when I say that every fiber of my being wants to fall asleep. Some are, well, let's just say that they're a little preoccupied reliving our last day together. Our lazy little Sunday. Just you, me, the couch, a blanket, and the TV. Well, I guess there was more to it than that. First, there was you and me. And that nice little stroll through the park. And then there was you and me and that little sidewalk table where we had brunch. I really enjoyed that. I mean, the walk too, obviously. That's what made the brunch so damn good. Kind of like a package deal, you know? There's nothing like a good long walk in the park first thing in the morning. Far enough away from the roads to not hear any traffic. Far enough away so you can enjoy the sounds of the birds chirping and the squirrels skittering about the trees, so that you can let all those nature sounds lull you down to the point where it's almost hypnotic just to listen to your lungs do their thing, the simple mechanics of breathing. Until, all of a sudden, you're walking longer than you meant to, pushing yourself further till your thighs ache just to keep it going. That way, when you sprawl out on a chair and order a Bloody Mary at 10 a.m., you feel like you really earned a touch of booze before noon. Not to mention all the silliness that it might lead to. I hope that doesn't kill the joy for you. Me calling what we have between us silliness? Because, well, it is and it isn't. Silly, I mean. Like, obviously it's silly. You locked up in your little cage for me? Me divining all these cruel, torturous games to play with you just to give you a chance to win your freedom? And the two of us both acting like this is the way it has to be? Because, well, why does it have to be this way? We're so deadly serious about it. Like we have some sort of contract that authorities will enforce if we don't live up to it. But that's just in our heads. No one, but no one, would care if we stopped this tomorrow. So, I guess the simple answer is, this is the way it is because we both love it. And that's why it isn't silly. Because that poor little cock of yours, all locked up for weeks at a time? Well, it drives us both mad with lust. I mean, love is good and all. Love is fine. I love you, and I hope that you love me. But love without lust? Well, that's just boring. Love without lust is the point where we become, well, roommates. Affectionate roommates, maybe. Roommates who love and appreciate each other in their way. But, well, that's it, I suppose. So, it's silly what a big deal we make of it. Of locking you each time I decide it's time for you to stay that way, and for who knows how long. It's silly, all the pomp and circumstance we've built around that little ritual. But, on the other hand, it isn't silly at all, is it? No, not when I'm lounging back in my chair, fishing your key out of my top just to run it through my fingertips on the length of its chain. All while I smirk at you from across our table, across the scraps of our breakfast that we have left on our plates. All while I pluck the pickle out of my drink and wrap my lips around it and bite gently into the soft flesh and really make a point of enjoying all that juice squirting down my mouth and chin. And then casually order another when the server comes to clear our plates. Without making any effort at all to hide this tiny key that I'm playing with on my necklace, right here, in public, for all the world to see. all while your cock burns in its cage, as you wonder what all this is building to, and while you wonder who around us watches enough porn to know what this tiny little key means, and just watching you sit there, probably wondering, is she working me up because she's going to let me out of here when we get home? Or is she working me up just to fuck with me? Well, as far as yesterday went, we both know that was not just to fuck with you. But maybe next time will be different. I've gotta say, though, I do worry sometimes. I guess I worry that you don't appreciate what this means to me. Not through any fault of your own, mind you. It's just that, well, as we've grown more and more into these roles that we've adopted, as I've reduced you into that much more of a simpering, whimpering mess who's so desperate to feel any stimulation at all, while I treat myself to any number of forms of pleasure, sometimes driving you out of the house on some errand that doesn't even need to be done, just so I can have some alone time to free myself of this burden of achy need between my legs. Well, sometimes I worry that I'm doing too good of a job, you know? Being your cool and aloof mistress who couldn't give a damn about your needs. I guess I just want you to know that that is 100% a part of the silliness. Because I do care. Really, babe. I care so much about your needs. And that's why yesterday, our little Sunday, well, that's why days like that are some of my favorites with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really, really enjoy those times I finally unlock you and feel you inside me again. But, well, I guess I feel the most connected with you on days like that. Days like yesterday, when we finally got home and decided not to do anything more with our Sunday. To just be lazy, and then order in for dinner when we finally got hungry. Just put on a show that we've seen 1,000 times before, just so we won't mind tuning out of that to focus on each other for a while. Just so I wouldn't have to pull you out of enjoying something new that you've never seen before, when I whisper in your ear that you would look so much hotter in just your undies. Just so I wouldn't ruin a movie that you've been dying to watch by telling you that you'd look even hotter with the cage pulled out of your fly. And just so you wouldn't mind losing the plot while I pull the blanket back over us, while I snuggle up with you and cup your cage in my hand, massaging your balls, running my fingertip or nail along your exposed flesh that sticks out of your cage, kissing behind your ear, and whispering sweet, dirty nothings. Just the sort of vile and depraved shit that I know will make you leak. And then, running my thumb over the tip of your cage, where you can't even feel it, around and around, like I'm desperate to make you come, for one episode, and then two. Until the whole afternoon passes us by. And suddenly, it's time to order in, and answer the door, and break from our little love fest to eat. Just to go back to it after the fact a little while later. With no relief for you at all. Just me, constantly stoking your lust. All while I make you profess your love for me. All this, right before my big trip. My longest trip for work ever, too. And the first time that I've ever taken your key with me. So there's no chance for you to relieve all that lust that I've stoked inside of you. At least not until I get back. And then maybe not even then either. Because I meant it when I tell you that. In those moments, I feel the most connected with you. Especially now when I'm so far away. Unable to touch you. And cup you, and tease those tiny little parts of flesh that are protruding through your cage. Because I know that even though we're so far away from each other, my cage is holding you tight right at this very moment, keeping your mind on me. You're probably asleep now. So I guess I'll send this to you in the morning. But once you get this, babe, I want you to listen to it every night while I'm gone. I want you to twist and turn and writhe in bed, feeling your cock swell, feeling your cock ache. And I want you to know that I'm doing the same. Okay, maybe not at the exact moment. Not literally, you know, what with the different time zones and all. I may be stuck in a meeting still, or forced into a happy hour with other folks from the conference, or whatever else like that. But even then, and especially later when I'm back here, in my hotel room, back in my bed, that I'm twisting and turning just as much, babe. My poor, precious, simpering, whimpering babe. And I can't wait to get home. I can't wait to do things to you. Even if it's something as simple and soft as cuddling up on the couch and rubbing those bits of flesh. Rubbing that caged cock for hours and hours straight into the night and early morning. I love you, babe. But more than that? Oh, dear fucking God. I lust after you. You and that poor cock that's all mine to torture as I see fit. Okay. I've probably rambled on enough for now. So, anyway. Good night, babe. Oh, and here. Say goodnight to your keys, all the way across the continent. You know, these kind of do the same trick for me. When I'm missing you hard like I do now, all I have to do is run them through my fingers, and it's almost like I'm tickling you. Anyway, this day is catching up with me. I think it's sleepy time. Okay then. Good night, love bug. I love you and miss you. And I can't wait to fuck with you again. Good night.
If you enjoyed this audio and want to hear more, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/mistressAzralyn.